Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, мы начинаем.
Hello, dear friends. This is our Sunday webinar, as usual, with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, everyone. Michael Sanilevich, Boris, and myself, instructors for the International Academy of Kabbalah. And today's topic is an eternal topic, a very Kabbalistic topic. There is none else besides him. We have a large number of connections. We see all of you, all the groups, Moscow, Almaty, Krasnoyarsk, Sochi, thank you everyone. And we are starting with probably the most classic article from Shamati. There's none else besides him. It says, there is none else besides him, which means that there's no other force in the world that can do anything against the Creator. And the fact that the person sees that there are things in this world that deny the household of the above, that means that that is the desire of the Creator. Rav. In other words, there's only one force, and we are inside of it. And we have an illusion that we can be free from this force. And this is an illusion that we need to overcome. When we do overcome it, the fact, this illusion that tells us that we're not connected to the upper force, or maybe we are connected to the upper force, but we can somehow manipulate it, this force, this illusion is called our egoism, purposely created. As creates certain behaviors, certain mannerisms, as if I deny the oneness of the Creator, that my thoughts are my own, that my desires are my own, and that is all I feel, just like every one of us feels, and individually existing person, and there's no one that can guide me or control me or hypnotize me or determine my thoughts or what my desires. They can perhaps force me to do certain things the way that this was done during the Soviet Union, when we were forced to obey certain ideology. Here, Kabbalah says that you don't even suspect. You don't even suspect what is done to you. Your thoughts are not your own. They're sent to you. Your desires are not your own. They're being evoked from within you. Your decisions are not your own. Your decisions are being made for you. And everything that you think of, plan, wish for, I'm not even talking about your decisions and how they are manifested in your life, all of that is not you. Who are you? You're no one. You're simply a small bug that is being controlled by this one force within which it exists, within the Creator. But this little bug is given an opportunity, a sensation of, regardless of the fact that it is being controlled, it's being given the sensation that it is being controlled, perhaps being controlled by something from above, something outside of it. And to this person is given an opportunity to reveal the truth, to reveal a state that I'm truly controlled in my heart and my mind, in my thoughts and my feelings, or not. This is our topic for today. This is the most important topic of Kabbalah. Why? Because while revealing this topic, we'll also revealing the entire universe. Does it exist or doesn't it? Where are we? What is this world that we're sensing? Are we dreaming now? Or in reality? How does this dream differ from reality? What does it mean that all of a sudden I have my own thoughts? Are these my thoughts? Or perhaps someone has implanted them within me? Are these my desires, or does someone evoke these desires from within me? These are questions that I would like to know the answer to. And in relation to this, I would also like to know these thoughts, these desires within the heart and the mind, thoughts in my mind and desires in my heart, which are awakened, which control me. Where do they come from? Who has created them? Who has directed them at me? And in this way, He creates me. What does it mean that what does it mean that He creates me? To the measure that these desires are placed within me, these thoughts, in this measure, I feel that I'm growing and I'm alive. I don't need to figure out where these thoughts and desires come from. They cannot be awakened from within me. When an organism is alive, all of a sudden these things appear within him? I don't know. Every second, thoughts and desires are awakened within me. There are no coincidences in nature. Where do they come from? And from me, they go somewhere else. We are in some sort of a system, in a big system, a closed system. And here, we're talking about a closed system that is called the upper force or the creator. And aside from him, there is no one else. And our entire goal is in revealing this one and only truth that we are within Him. This is the reason for our existence in this particular state called our world, and it's the reason for everything that happens with us. Now, we have a lot of questions. Oleg from Odessa is asking, why does the Creator give me a sensation that my thoughts are my thoughts, my desire are my desires? Why does the Creator need this? Rav, in order for you to reveal Him, that He is the source of all your thoughts and desires, the bad and the good, all of your actions, everything that occurs with you and around you, outside of you, but these are my thoughts. I feel these. How do I will I reveal Him? Rav, when you feel them, then you feel that they're their own, but they're not your own. So how does a person come to the fact that they're not his own? Rav, a person often thinks about the fact that they're not his thoughts. All of a sudden they occurred. Where did they come from? Previously, what, they were in the clouds and then they landed on my head? Or perhaps a person says, no, I didn't think this, or I didn't want to say this. He, as if controls himself and sees that he's duplicated or he's schizophrenic, he wanted to think this way, but it turned out this way. There's an issue with our individuality and with how we position ourselves. So then I'll ask it in another way. How will my life change when I reveal the Creator controls everything? What will it give me? What will it give the Creator? Rav, then you will ask yourself, the Creator controls everything. to the point that I revealed that he controls me. No, I'm not the one that revealed that he controls me. No, he gave me this revelation, understanding that he controls me. Why did he do this? Why did he need for me to reveal this solid truth in my world that I'm completely controlled? What, I don't have freedom of will, I don't have any decisions that I make. How can I come to a state? Let's say I go up to my roof and I jump off the roof. Is this me or the Creator? The Creator. And if I do it, then I'm not doing it. Is the Creator is doing this for me? So where is I? Why do I have the sensation of my I? In order for you to annul your I, you are given this life. You are given this opportunity in order for your I to be annulled completely. And then you will come to a state that is called dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. When he or you become one whole. Natasha from Kyiv is asking, if there's none else besides the Creator, then where is I and who is I? Ralph, dear Natalie, who's this Natalie in Kyiv? Raise your hand. He doesn't want to. Oh, they're in the back. I see. So, she still raised her hand. Ralph, well, it's not hers, the Creator that did it. But we need to come to a state when there is no differentiation between myself and the Creator, and I do not feel that I have my I, and me and the Creator are completely adhered together in thought and actions and feelings. And the Creator, did the Creator also know his I? Ralph, the Creator doesn't have this definition of an I. It is a force, first of all, is the only force that exists from the very beginning of time and eternally, without outside of space and time. Which is why these questions don't exist in relation to the Creator. We can't imagine within which coordinates does the Creator exist. Please tell me, Rav, when you say that he sends us thoughts, can you explain this process? What does it mean that he sends? What is there? Someone that's sitting there and sends us thoughts into our head? Rav, we are within a system called the Creator, and he awakens within us these thoughts. As a rule, all of these thoughts and desires, they are against him. Can you please describe this system? He awakens. What does it mean? Rav, he doesn't sit anywhere. He's a system. It's a system that influences us and coerces us to feel and perceive and think the way that he wants to. Sometimes I have these thoughts that I'm even ashamed for the Creator that he sends me such thoughts. Rav, this doesn't exist really. These are just humanistic conditions. Something is shameful, something is not shameful. There's nothing shameful. Primitive thoughts, maybe. Rav, it's in relation to our imperfections, but there's nothing shameful or unjustified. The only thing that we need to reveal is the uniqueness of the Creator in everything, absolutely in everything. So much so that the reason for shame or kinds of honor or fame, nothing that you can assign to yourself. So why are these lowly thoughts sent to me, Rav? In order for me to reveal the uniqueness of the Creator, and only, nothing else exists. When you work in the group, that is also in order for you to reveal his uniqueness. Why do we try to connect in the group with our friends to help one another? Only to reveal the uniqueness of the Creator. There's no other goal. Uniqueness means that he is the one that sends this to me? Rav, yes, only him. Antonina from Cambridge is asking a question about perception. If there's nothing else besides him, then it turns out that I'm his part, a part of him. Then is it normal for me not to feel him? Is this according to plan, or is it a problem with me? Rav, until the point when you can say I, when you feel him, when you will lack the sensation of my I, then this question will disappear. This question of I into we, what is that, Rav? It's a certain preparation of sensing another as yourself, but basically this is sensing the creator. Natalie from Moscow is asking, if there's none else besides him, then I am also the creator. Rav, if I'm plugged into the creator, then I am the creator too. And now, of course not, because I feel myself completely different, and my thoughts are my own, my actions are my own. So when I annul my I will become like the creator. Yes, Vladimir is asking, this: what do I know if my thoughts are not my own and my intentions are not my own, my feelings are not my feelings? Ralph, if you don't feel that they're your own, then you are already annulled. The question is, do you truly feel this? You need to answer this question first, and then you'll understand what you need to annul. Albert is asking, if I feel a lot of forces outside and inside of me, then how can I say that there's nothing else besides him? Rav, creator is all of these forces that are collected together into one field, force field. But it is him. It is one will. It is one goal. It is a lot of forces joined together in order to bring everyone into one common state. A lot of forces constantly influence us. Question. What? Please clarify, what does it mean to do something against the creator, against his desire to bring pleasure to the creatures? Rav, you can say it like this, or perhaps you could say that you don't agree with his uniqueness. That's it. Yes, I am not in agreement with his uniqueness. He exists, and I exist. I can agree to the fact that he exists. And here's when people break into complete atheist, that there's no one but humans, or there's nothing that exists besides the creator, and then between them, everyone else. A person is often between these two opposites. What does Kabbalah say? Rav, Kabbalah says that we exist unconsciously, and then in accordance with the development of humanity, it stipulates that that only humans exist. We don't take into account religious point of view, and then humanity gradually comes to a necessity to reveal the creator. Question, what is uniqueness of the creator? How is it revealed in this world? Rav, uniqueness, or let's say oneness, regardless of the fact that there's a huge contradiction between thoughts and actions and feelings between different people and within a person, all of this is controlled by one force, the creator. Good question from Prague. We see around us a lot of different people. We're dependent on a lot of them. But isn't it kind of boring that besides all of these colorful things in life, there's just the creator? Rav, I understand. Perhaps it's a little bit boring. When you hug your child, it's as if it's not your child. When you hug a woman or kiss a woman or eat something delicious, what is all that? Or perhaps hatred towards someone, all of this is what, the creator? Then what am I left with from this life if I assign all of this to the creator? That is the question. Everything seems very stale, lacking of any feelings, of a color palette. I listen to music and sports. I enjoyed all of them. These things, Rav. It turns out that all of these color palettes, this palette of our feelings, when we relate all of them to the Creator, only there we attain the entire harmony. And we see that all of these different things, all of these properties that are not seemingly connected to one another, they gather into one whole. And this is the language of the Creator. That's how He speaks with us. Question. What does the Creator get, what does a person get through all of these variations? Rav. Revelation of harmony, or just revelation. When all of these different sounds and sights gather into one composition. And what, now people don't feel this harmony in nature? Yes, there are people that feel this nature. There are people that could say that's how they feel nature. But it's not a complete attainment. It's as if I feel this upper music with all my body. Rav, yes. Question. Why does nature want me to understand that I agree with His oneness or not? Rav, you see, the goal of the creation is to bring everyone to the integral level, just like the Creator is on. Another question. How do you feel the hand of the Creator as a Kabbalist of what happens with you? How can you decide anything on the level of this world, Rav? There's nothing that I can decide. I can only decide that I agree with what the Creator does to me. My entire work is to work on myself and not to change the world or to coerce the Creator to do something. So a Kabbalist doesn't decide anything? So he has a certain ability to agree with what happens with him. Rav, yes. Try it. Let's see what kind of hero you will be. I understand that this will be difficult, but it's possible, right? Rav, you think it's easy to correct the world? To correct the world is easier than to correct yourself. Rav said, try it. And you said, no, thanks. I'll be okay. Everything is clear. Yes. Question from Siberia. Why are we given the sensation of individual existence in this world? This confuses us, not giving us an ability to do anything. Rav, on the opposite, this gives you an opportunity to become similar to the Creator, to reach His level. You understand what's given to you? This is huge work. Maybe it seems to me that I'm given this feeling, none else besides them. I can wash my hands now and I don't have any problems. You can go to the Creator with your problems. No, it's on the opposite. I need to change myself in such a way so to understand and feel and reveal for myself this entire system of providence, to see it as a web, this very, very thin web with extremely, extremely high resolution. This nanonet controls everything. And only then I'll be able to say when I attained this web of forces, when I see it controlling all of the creatures, then I'll be able to say that this is this net of connections. Then I'll be able to say that there's nothing else besides it. Baal Sulam, in his all thoughts in the mind of a person are the actions of the Creator. It means that it is not as it is perceived by a person, that he gets them from somewhere, or that they are immediately appear in him. It is a deception and the beginning of all deceptions. Rav, yes. except that we need to live with this, we need to feel this. And in relation to this act and decide all things, it's not that I am within this only a couple hours a day or jumping from a webinar to a webinar. I live in it. I live in it. I participate in this web of connections. I awaken it. I aliven it. I connect to it. Raf, tell me, if someone from Hollywood would come to you and ask you to make a movie about the creator, what picture would you show them? Raf, I would show them a web of forces, but it's multifaceted. It's infinite. It's infinite. It's not even really infinite. I don't know. I would need to talk about it. Is it possible to make a movie about the creator? Ralph, there are all kinds of experts that sit there and talk about the universe. We would put me there and I would just talk about it. Or maybe I would teach someone to do it. We have all kinds of interesting friends in Hollywood. But Hollywood would want to show you and... Raf, what do you mean show me? They'll want to select topics that will be colorful topics. But how will we be able to show these things that you can't see? An expression of the Creator in our world in order not to confuse people. Raf, we today understand, a lot of people understand what is this web of forces, thoughts. So I don't think that, I don't think this to be anything unsolvable. We need to talk about the Creator a lot. We need to gradually advance the understanding of the Creator closer to the human being, so that a person will be able to see, yes, this is truly so, it's concealed from me, let me try to live together with this in my life, live with the Creator. Tatiana from Almaty is asking, by the way, we have a very large group in Almaty today, there they are. Tatiana is asking, from a different point of view, under which conditions will the Creator break this connection with me and take away from me this understanding that he controls everything? Is it possible? Rav, even if that happens, that you also need to understand that as the Creator doing this to you. But he breaks this connection with me. Do I need to understand why he's doing this with me? Rav, you will eventually understand it. The important thing is to understand that it is coming with him. Astana in Kazakhstan only has 4 people. Adonis, what's going on? And Almaty has so many people. Let's make it so that you have as many people as in Almaty. Okay, good. Let's go on. Anna is asking, why do I receive punishment for my thoughts? Rav, in our world, there are no punishments. And there are also no rewards. There's just learning. When a person is being taught how to come to the revelation of the oneness of the Creator, because that is the central goal of our advancement. Maybe I wouldn't say it as a central goal, but basically, yes. Another question. I try to justify the Creator, but accept one thing, that we die on our animalistic level. What to do? This fear of death. I'll tell you, my dear, if you wouldn't have fear of death, you know what you would do in this world? Imagine us immortal. Regardless of how much harm you bring to a person, you wouldn't be able to do anything with him. And every day he's like the phoenix awakens, rises, and he's the same as he was before. This is horrible. Is this movie, The Groundhog Day? It's like in this movie, he awakens every day. It's the biggest curse. So you are for this fear of death, Rav? Yes, that is salvation in a way. If this fear of death wouldn't exist, then the person wouldn't do anything. I think he would bring himself to death if death wouldn't exist. How does this help in correction, the fear of death? Rav, of course it helps. And the person thinks about the result. Why? Where's this going? What is my reason for living? So, the meaning of life? What am I living for, right? That's the main question. I count my time. Still no one is asking this question. How many questions do people ask? Rav, because subconsciously everyone asks this question. Only insane people don't ask this question. Even in your childhood years, you have these questions. 4, 5, 6 years, kids ask themselves this. Okay, so how many people are really looking for the meaning of life? We tried to have a course on the meaning of life. We only had maybe 20 people that came. Maybe subconsciously people think about it, but consciously no one thinks about it. Rafi, you didn't advertise it correctly. Tell them that you promised to reveal them to reveal for them the meaning of life, and they heard it and didn't come. No, not many came. Maybe they have meaning in life. Yeah, they have meaning. They have a family, self-realization. They have a career. Of course, people have a meaning in life. Rav, that's probably, you probably didn't awaken the question correctly within them. You need to appeal to them in a very simple way. My friend, you soon will die. What are you gonna take with you? How will you back up the meaning of your existence? No, we didn't appeal in this way to them yet. Baha'u'llah Salaam asks a question this way. If we don't ask this question, Rav, they're thinking that you're gonna talk to them about all kinds of religions and this and that. It's interesting that point of view of the society, it's easy to explain the fear of death, the reason for death. But from a single individual, it's difficult. But each individual cannot accept this fear of death. It's very difficult for them. Rav, would it be possible to educate people in such a way that death is a simplicity, that it's only needed to advance from one state to another? Rav, of course you can. Psychologically, you can do anything that you want with a person. Of course, he wouldn't be afraid of death. But this will be against nature, right? Rav, no. I can tell you that I experienced death. I saw people die, not more than once. And once I visited a religious person who was dying, and he was so happy. He read a prayer that he gives himself up to the Creator, and he seemed happy, and he was talking about this with such inspiration, like he's advancing to another degree, to another state. He had this assurance. Of course, I didn't try to explain anything to him, or that's how it is. It's a certain psychological preparation. How are people prepared to go to risky missions, let's say astronauts, or it's all psychology. We have a lot of questions. Katya from St. Petersburg is asking, if in the world there is no punishment, then what is pain? What is pain and suffering? Rav, there is no punishment and there's no reward in this world. Aside from revealing the oneness of the Creator by you and within you. She adds, but I don't want to suffer. I don't want to suffer, Rav. Well, okay, that you cannot escape. If you don't want to suffer, then you need to reveal the Creator quicker, unless you want Him to push you towards it. Kostya is asking, how does a completely controlled person reveal anything? It turns out that any revelation is from above, not from myself. Rav, Kostya, you are correct. Except that there's something that we feel and there's something that truly occurs. There is a difference there. Until the difference vanishes, you have seemingly a freedom of will, an illusion of freedom of will. A creation of a system with an illusion of freedom of will. Otherwise, how can you talk about the freedom of will? Where can you see this in nature? When you observe nature, it's absolute laws, it's absolute interdependencies, this integral connection in nature. How can you say that there's freedom to think or act? It doesn't exist. It is only in a place where a person lacks true perception. It's written that creator is in his image. What does that mean? Rav, this is pure Kabbalah. It doesn't mean a person, similar to a person's image. Rav, that's how it's written in the books. And it's correct. Maybe I don't understand it correctly. Rav, no, it's written correctly, except it's talking about the creator. And it's not talking about a person. We're not people. We're not people. It's talking about the creation of a true person, true human, Adam, a system that's completely similar to the Creator in image, and it's not talking about us. Rav, no. We have nothing to do with this. Question from Ksenia. I'm not afraid of death, but afraid to be reborn again. I don't want that. What is the point the Creator wanted to relay here? Rav, you're afraid to be reborn because you don't know what does it mean to be reborn. You don't want to come out of your mommy. You don't want to scream and yell and be taken care of. And all those things are not good. To be born in this world is a certain curse. Yes. School, illnesses, grudges, this childhood and then teenage years and then your love interest. Oh, now you're talking about this. I also don't want to be reborn. Rav, there's nothing worse than it. It says why the sages were sitting and talking about who is the one that's happiest, the one that was born and the one that wasn't born. They decided to say that the one who wasn't born was the luckiest. But if you are born, then you need to fulfill your goal. I had a friend that went through clinical death. And then he came back and he said, once again, I'm back here. Oh, Rav, I understand him. Question, what do I need to change within myself? Rav, I need to annul myself. I mean my I. That I annul my I. And if I annul it, then in all those places where my I vanishes, exists the Creator. But when I know my I, it's not only that the Creator returns into these places, into these spots or spaces where I know myself, but He's also strengthened. His sensation is strengthened manifold, because strengthen his revelation to the person in this world. Question. If there's none else besides him, then why wouldn't the Creator fill a certain lack, like let's say an illness? Rav, he does it. I don't understand you guys. Everything that is done by the Creator. gives us all kinds of troubles every day, from morning to night. And here we need to apply all kinds of efforts so that we would escape from these inconveniences and troubles and obstacles. What does it mean to escape? We understand that we can't escape them, really. But through all of that, we appeal to Him, regardless of everything. We try to find Him behind all of these events. And that is the reason why we receive all of these obstacles. So if He sends me blows, then in order to direct His attention towards me, does it make sense to ask Him to change these things? Rav, no, that's not a correct appeal. What do you mean? He does something and you are asking Him to change it. You need to ask Him only about one thing, to reveal Himself in this world. So if He sends these things, then I need to find strength within myself to agree with it? Rav, yes, that is only done by Him, and then everything disappears. So not to agree with the problem, but to agree with the fact that it's coming from Him. Rav, yes, to connect with Him above this problem. Question from Minsk. If the Creator controls my thoughts, then He's responsible for my actions that are a result of these thoughts. Rav, you don't worry about Him. He can be responsible for everything, even for Himself. The Creator, yes, is responsible before the Creator. One of my students said to me once, the Creator that Lightman talks about is not really good. Another Creator that the people talk about, the one that you can pray to, is much better. He helps. Rav, no, we don't have this. That's what I'm saying. You have a weird Creator. Where have you seen the Creator help people? First, before He helps you, He dumps all these problems on top of you, and then as if He helps you. You have a very good Creator. It doesn't seem consequential, as if in the movie, Charlie Chaplin's movie, when he had a kid that was breaking things and Charlie Chaplin was putting them back together. He evokes these problems and then He helps. No, Rav, of course this doesn't exist. This is all inside of us. We studied revelation of reality, perception of reality. This is all inside of us. And the Creator is inside of us. Of course the Creator is inside of us. The Creator doesn't exist. He's all inside of us. Besides us, there's nothing that exists. Please turn your attention to a group from Yoshkar Ala. They sent us this letter. Dear teacher, we are preparing our questions, but we also want you to know how important these webinars are for us, MAC Online, and we are thankful to the Creator that He allowed us to be together with you. We bow to you. I especially like this very serious lady in a yellow sweater in the middle. She listens to me very seriously all the time. Ludmila is asking, do I need to correct bad actions that come from the Creator? Rav, we are unable to correct good or bad actions. It's not a correct reaction, which is why our world is not improving. We are trying to compensate for this negative revelation of the Creator within us or in our world. That's not correct. All we need to do is reveal His oneness. And that's how we correctly correct everything that happens. We need to understand that the only thing, the only reason behind all of these negative occurrences is the lack of the revelation of the Creator within them. If we will act in this way, if we act in this way, then we will quickly bring the world to correction. The Creator will be revealed everywhere. Go on. For me, to make money means to hunt other people. And all advertising and marketing is based on this. Advertising works this way. When I listen to you, I hear that everything is one. But when I listen to you, Rav, I see that I'm no longer able to hunt for other people. Rav, you can earn with clear conscience. She now understands that she tricks only herself if everything is one. You see how Kabbalah helps you just to justify yourself. When a person would appear before the upper judgment, upper court, he wouldn't be able to justify himself. Because no one would need to justify themselves, because no one did anything wrong. We assign bad deeds to ourselves or to others, but in reality, no one does anything. There's only one deed that we can do when we are aimed seriously at our group in order to speed up the revelation of the Creator. Then we are improving our connections between us and our friends in order to speed up this revelation of the Creator, and that is for our own good. The system of connections that you exist in, it judges you when you input something into it and take something away. So within my actions, Rav, you are your own judge and your prosecutor. So why did you describe it in such a way that everything is outside of us? Capitalists wrote all this. It's very confusing. If they didn't write anything, then we wouldn't know anything. Rav, what do you mean confusing? They wrote this in such a way that everything is outside of us. Rav, everything is very simple. There's no one else besides him. Yeah, of course, and there's a lot more than that. Only the person just confused all of this with his wisdom, quote-unquote. Only humans have confused everything. Kabbalists write very simply. They're not even writing for simple people, for regular people. Question. If there's no one else besides him, then to whom does the Creator bestow? Rough. It's a closed system within which exists a part of a system that purposefully has been given this egoistic weight opposite to the Creator in order to reveal the Creator in a much more protruded way. Imagine that you have an orchestra and it doesn't have any minor notes or major notes. What would you do? Or let's say the entire orchestra is just wind instruments. There needs to be harmony in order to create this harmony, in order to underline himself, his oneness, his uniqueness. He created an opposite system opposite to him. And using that as out of that system, you can calmly investigate him. You can crown him. You can crown him. Yes. Let's say, with the fact that this entire system, through it, you discover the Creator, that if he's concealed in the system, you reveal him, and it turns out that he is the one and only. Thanks to this egoism that he created and with which you're working. I would like to advertise something. You? Yes. I would like to advertise something, and then I would like you to clarify it. 22nd of September, we're starting a course. It's called Hebrew, the Universal Code. You and I know the instructor of this course, and I would like to say that I saw results after a few classes. Our friends were able to read these Zohar texts, texts in such a way that I wasn't able, never saw before. This friend, this instructor, Yulia Karpov, she's with us for many years. She's very dedicated and to this course. I recommend this for everyone. The name of the course is Hebrew, the Universal Code, and you need this language to study. It doesn't come from the relationships between people. This code, this language, came from everything is based on spiritual roots. The grammar, the letters, the way you write, it had nothing to do with people. It's a language that's called a dead language. Why? Because it doesn't change. It's frozen because spiritual systems don't change. The way Kabbalists have revealed it, 5,779 years ago, New Year's coming up. It's the birth of Adam. What does it mean, birth of Adam? That means his birth as a spiritual individual. Before that, he was just a regular person. And he revealed the Creator. The first person that revealed the Creator. This happened 5,579 years ago. Since then, he revealed this. He was able to reveal all of these interdependencies between creatures. He identified these interrelations as symbols, and these symbols are called letters. And that's why the correspondence of letters to one another, the way they're written, and the grammar is very simple. It's very Kabbalistic. Which is why I recommend for you not to skip this course and treat it seriously. You start from ground zero. There are a few courses. Now we have a course for beginners. There is also in parallel a course that know how to read. They'll read how to read quickly and how to understand quickly. Kabbalistic literature is very limited in vocabulary, and you'll quickly be able to understand, just like medical professionals use Latin and musicians use Italian language. Kabbalah is Hebrew, and there's nothing you do about it, because every letter has an internal meaning, and can we say that this is a spiritual skeleton of every person? Rough. Yes, this is the spiritual skeleton of the soul, and you need to have it. You can't escape it. As soon as you start studying Kabbalah, it's solely based on Hebrew, everything. Okay, so we touched upon this, and where do they register? In the chat now, there is a link. So, 22nd of September, info@kabacademy.com. Rob, I highly recommend it. Question from Val. Please tell me, teacher, during the day, how do I communicate with the Creator when I really want to communicate with Him? Rob, however you want to. The main thing is not to forget about Him. You can communicate with Him out of any state, out of love, hate, blessing. Try to search for Him behind all of kinds of events. The main thing is not to let Him go. Grab onto Him and don't let Him go. Try to find within yourself a state when you grab onto Him, and the entire time to continue living with this. You don't even know how all of a sudden you'll see life as a ball of yarn begins to unroll gradually in a very predictable way. And through cause and effect, you'll be able to see a connection with connection between your root and everything that occurs as a result of this root. Look how big of how big Kiev is today. Hello. Okay, we have a question from Stockholm. If others are part of me, then changing others, I change external parts of myself? Rav, yes, of course. So I change others or not? Rav, you don't even feel at some point that you're changing yourself or others. Because when you start to connect with others, everything becomes one whole. The Creator unites everyone. Maybe we can compare this to a computer game. When you play a video game, there are lots of planes. And whatever is shown to you, that is what exists. Everything else exists all virtually. It's like here, we're sitting and talking, but in the world, right now, there are billions of people, and they're all doing something, and they're sleeping, they're fighting, they're working. Rob, are you sure in this? I think so, why not? So here's my question. Can we compare this to a computer game? What is happening now with all of these billions of people that I'm not sensing right now? Is there something that's happening with them now? Because on the news we see that something is happening. Rav, when the news will be shown to you, you'll understand what is happening. Rav, how do we relate this correctly? Rav, your question is correct, but there's no answer to it. You need to gradually get adapted to it, and then this question of time, of space, and everything that happens around will melt away. You'll see that all of this doesn't exist. On one hand, you're a complete materialist. Whatever I feel, that exists. What I see, exists. Whatever I don't see, doesn't exist. Rough. A judge sees only through his eyes. This entire history of humanity, somebody's suffering, there's an entire world around us. Rough says, if I see this world and I feel it, then it exists. If I don't feel it or see it, then it doesn't exist. Right? That's the position of a Kabbalist? Rough, yes.
У нас тут вопрос из Бишкека. Уран спрашивает, как раскрыть?
We have a question from Bishkek. How do I reveal the Creator today? Give us a certain assignment, Rav. In order to reveal the Creator today,
замкнуть себя только на.
In order to, that means to. To lock yourself on to seeing Him in every action, in every desire, my own as well as others. Santiago, Chile. Okay, I have a few announcements and then a few more questions. In Dnieper, on the 11th of September, there's an intro lecture, Kabbalah, the Science of the 21st Century, and the webinar on the 9th of September. In St. Petersburg, there is a new course on the 9th of September and 26th of August. Please register and come and meet us. What do you mean 26th of August? We've already passed 26th of August. So 2nd of September. Tonight. Yes, tonight. Sorry, tonight. Okay, and what is your assignment for this week, Rav? There are a lot of serious changes that are occurring now in the way we study. When we are studying and entering into a state of conception, state of it's a very serious spiritual degree. We really want to adhere into this upper system, which is our mother, Bina, and in this way to then be born out of it. There is a certain period which is called 9 months of pregnancy and then spiritual birth. Now we are learning what we need to do in order to become a spiritual fetus, to place yourself as the small seed inside the spiritual instrument called the womb of the mother. So if you want, study this with us. Anyone can study this. The important thing is that together with this, we're going through all kinds of exercises and assignments. Be together with us. You can attend any of our lessons. I will be very happy. Good luck until our next meeting. I hug everyone warmly, and good day.